Chapter 3. Bezug's son, Rary, strolled barefoot through their home in the city of Quintuclan. His stomach rumbled, and the smell of his mother's cooking didn't linger in the air. His brother Samaz sat at Bezug's great round table with his nose in a scroll, one of many that were scattered about.
"Where's mother?"
Rary said. He slid on his shoes near the fireplace, buckled on his sword, folded his arms across his chest, and waited for Samaz to answer. His brother slept even less than he did. So if their mother, Sasha, had left, then he'd know. He tapped his foot on the floor.
"Samaz, you toad, where is mother?"
Samaz's head eased up. There was a sad look in his bigger, brooding older brother's eyes.
"What is it?"
Rary said. His blood raced.
"What's wrong?"
Samaz wiped his robed sleeve across his brow and said,
"She has not come home yet. She's been gone since yesterday."
He swallowed.
That feeling I've had, it's gotten worse."
In two quick steps, Rary grabbed him by the collar and started to shake him.
"Why didn't you wake me? Why didn't you wake me, you wolf?"
With a single move, fast as a fly, Samaz brushed Rary's arms away and forced him backward.
"Because I've been trying to find her."
He tapped his meaty fingers on the table.
"Using these scrolls. This feeling, Rary."
He clutched his robes.
"It won't go away."
"Then we need to find her,"
Rary said, taking a mail coat out of an open closet and buckling it on.
"We need to go now."
Where do we start?"
Samaz said.
"The gardens. Certainly someone saw her in the gardens."